When I first heard the news, I was incredibly shocked. You know, everybody's just said goodbye to summer holidays starting, everybody excited, anticipating, you know, 6 weeks of fun. And then literally within 24 hours to receive that news was totally shocking. And quite devastating. You know, as a head teacher, that is one of the worst nightmares. And I can't even comprehend what it's like for the parents. But as a head teacher, you know, you don't ever want to think that you're going to, you know, to have to deal with the death of a child in your school. And it has happened to us once before. And, you know, to hear that news again was very difficult,
And inevitably, you'll have been in touch with Ronnie's family. How are they faring through all of this?
I spoke to Ronnie's auntie literally this morning when I came into school. She's very shocked. You know, she was telling us about what would happen now. And in actual fact, Ronnie's body is going to be flown to India. So there will be no funeral in Huntingdon. And I think that's, you know, they're in the process of trying to organise that, which is not easy.
Tell us a little bit about Ronnie then. What was he like as a pupil?
I think the thing for me that stands out about Ronnie is the most memorable thing for me is his smile. Absolutely amazing a smile. And I think that will stay with you know, people for quite a long time. He was a very likeable young man. He only joined us in 2012. He came from India, did not have a lot of language, not a lot of English language. So, you know, he's worked hard on that. He's popular. He's popular with his year group. Very sporty. He loves particularly football and cricket. And I think if you look on Facebook, some of his friends started a tribute page, and you know, his close friends, and the amount of comments that has got on about Ronnie, I think reflects his popularity and also just how devastated his close friends are that were there with him.
And I imagine it's also a challenge for you at the moment because we're outside of school time. But what help is the school able to offer to his friends and to other pupils?
Okay, well, Una, our director of safeguarding, has already sort of been looking at that, particularly for the students who were there to witness it, who were part of those events on that day. And so I think we have, you know, four or five students who we would be concerned about that they do get some counselling and support. And hopefully within the next week or even less than that, I think we'll get some counselling support put in for those students. And, you know, we'll be contacting their parents